It is now 7 o'clock present, and it's also May 10th, 2019. Present, we have Senator Von Imhoff, Representative Josephson, Vice Chair Bishop, Senator Stedman, and President Giesel, and myself, Chairman Tuck. We have a quorum to do business. First order of business, I also want to thank our records person, Lori Roland, for being here, and Brian Heimbinger from the Legislative Information Office for helping out in the meeting today. First order of business is to approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chair.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of April 25th, 2019 as presented.
Hearing no objection, the minutes from April 25th, 2019 meeting are approved. Today's agenda, we're looking at going into executive session for the purposes of the legislative audit contracts and consulting contracts amendments. And so at this time, I'd like to receive a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 of the Alaska Legislature for discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of government unit, and under Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. So I ask that the following persons remain in the room: the legislative auditor and necessary staff for the auditor, representatives from Legislative Legal Services, any legislators not on the committee, and staff for legislators who are members of the committee.
Any objection? Seeing no objection, I want to also let the record reflect that Representative Newman has joined us, as well as Representative Sponholz. So at this time, we will take it at ease to secure the room for executive session. Senator Von Imhoff, Representative Josephson, Vice Chair Bishop, Senator Stedman, Representative Sponholz, Senator Giesel, and myself, Chair Tuck. We have a quorum to continue doing business. With that, Mr. Vice Chair.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the legislative auditor to award a contract to Barry Dunn McNeil and Parker LLC as provided by the exemption in the Legislative Procurement Procedure Section 040A1 and findings by the procurement officer for the IT audit services related to the audit of Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program eligibility and in support of the FY19 single audit in the amount not to exceed $175,000.
Seeing no objections, that motion has been approved, authorizing the contract. Senator Bishop.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the legislative auditor to award a contract to Barry Dunn McNeil and Parker LLC as provided by the exemption in the Legislative Procurement Procedure Section 040A1 and findings by the procurement officer for services related to the audit of Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program eligibility in an amount not to exceed $225,000.
Seeing and hearing no objection, that contract is also approved. Vice Chair Bishop.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the chair as a procurement officer to amend the contract with Gaffney, Klein, and Associates, Incorporated to increase the contract amount by $350,000 to an amount not to exceed $950,000 and extend the term of the contract to June 30, 2021.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objection, this contract has also been approved. Senator Bishop.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the chair as procurement officer to amend the contract with N3 Energy LLC to increase the contract amount by $300,000 to an amount not to exceed $600,000 and to extend the term of the contract to June 30, 2021.
Okay, without objection, that has also been approved. Senator Bishop.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair as procurement officer to amend the contract with Pegasus Global Holdings, Inc. as provided by the exemption in the Legislative Procurement Procedure Section 040A1 and findings by the procurement officer to increase the contract amount from $100,000 not to exceed $135,000 and to extend the term of the contract to June 30, 2021.
Okay, and hearing seeing no objection, that contract is also approved. Vice Chair Bishop.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair as procurement officer to amend the contract with Wiley Ryan, LLP to increase a contract amount from $100,000 not to exceed $225,000 and to extend the term of the contract to June 30, 2021.
Okay, and hearing seeing no objection, that contract is also approved. Are there any other business before the committee? Hearing and seeing none, I just want to say that the next meeting we hope to have on May 15th, and we'll be doing the single audit. At this time, the committee is adjourned.
May 15th?
You might want to reconsider your schedule.
I'm sorry, what did I say? May
15th.
Yeah, we're looking at hopefully doing it May 15th while we're still here together.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm looking forward to having it on that day. It may not necessarily be on that day, but that's what we're looking at right now to try to make it so while we're all here, still here. So it might be May 16th, maybe May 14th, maybe May 18th, but that's my hope.
Is it necessary that it occur in May? Is it a meeting that could happen in June?
Ms. Curtis, would you like to help us out on that one?
For the record, this is Chris Curtis, State Legislative Auditor. This is the state single audit, which is already late. Federal funds are, as communicated by the governor's chief of staff, in jeopardy, pending receipt, release of the single audit, so it is very important that it be released as soon as possible. May 15th is the most the earliest date we could get it out based on when it was released preliminary. So that is the date we are shooting for.
We will work with everybody to see when might be the best time and date for that. But that's our hope. Any other comments? Okay, so this meeting adjourned is at 8:47 a.m., May 10th, 2019.